Come on down, chillin', come on down. Oh, good, somebody's excited. Me too. All right, well, I racked my brain this morning at about 9:15 as to what I could tell. Okay, it was a little earlier than that. I wanted a great Valentine's Day children's story, and I got nothing. So instead, I'm going to tell a story that I heard a couple weeks ago, so because I thought it was so good and it wasn't told here, so I figured that you would like it just as much as I liked it, maybe even more, because frankly, I'm just a better storyteller than that other person. No, I'm just kidding. I wanted to ask you guys a question first. What does value mean? Yes.
A number.
Okay. Value can be represented by numbers. That is true. Anybody else? Value. What is value? Okay, she's got it.
How much of?
Aha! How much of? How much something is worth? Value. Well, my little friends, I have something very valuable to show you this morning. It might not look like much sealed happily in its little container, but let me tell you, if you have ever ventured down into the valley area and have been to a little bakery called Porto's. Oh, I got a piece there. Oh, yeah. They have something called cheese rolls at Porto's. Oh my goodness, they are little pieces of heaven. You don't get a taste, but you can smell. Assistant, would you let them smell the beautiful smell of a Porto's cheese roll? Can you smell it? It's a little cold. Microwave 6 seconds, and it's all good to go. The smell comes right out. Can you smell it? No? Oh, I hope so. Very, very good. Anybody know how much a Porto's cheese roll is valued at? Well, you know, if it wasn't the Sabbath and you guys, you know, hadn't been in a while, I could probably get more than what it's valued at Porto's. But anybody know about how much it costs to buy a Porto's cheese roll? $2.75. $4.50 for a Porto's cheese roll? $1.50? I think we're getting closer. You bought one yesterday, several. One of these, in fact. How much are they? 60 cents. Now you're going to Porto's, aren't you? Yeah, this is why we go. This is why there's a line out the door. 60 cents for a little piece of heaven. The value of this cheese roll is 60 cents. I have something else that I'm going to put on another plate, and we need to figure out the value of this one. Anybody know the value of that one? Oh, yes. What is the value?
$20.
$20! That is a $20 bill. That is impressive. Now, so if I was going to offer you one or the other, you might want the cheese roll, but which one is worth more? Which one is more valuable? The $20 bill. You got it. The $20 bill. Well, you know what? Sometimes in life, things happen. And we'd like it to be a certain way, but it doesn't always work out that way. So I have a few things that I'm going to add to my two valuable objects. We've got some salt. So, assistant, could you sprinkle a little salt, please, on that 20? Rub it in nice and good. Yeah. All right, get it into that 20. We want that 20 to be nice and salty. Salt is a wonderful thing. You ever eaten stuff without salt, like somebody forgot to put it in? Ooh, it can taste really bad. All right, now how about that cheese roll? Let's get some salt on that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now rub it in good. You know, we want it to get in there nice. All right. We got it. Salt is a wonderful thing, but sometimes if you get too much, it might not be so good. I have something else that we need to add to these items. Ooh. Freshly found dirt from my backyard this morning. I think there are even some bugs. This is primo dirt. That is the stuff. Dirt is so important. You know, we would not be able to live without the dirt. It helps things grow, and it has the nutrients that stuff needs. Why dirt is so... Yeah, put it on that 20. It's right. That's right. That's right. Luke, my lovely assistant, is getting it rubbed onto the 20 there. Okay, all right. And how about the cheese roll? Let's get some dirt on that cheese roll, too. Oh, yes. I know. This is a holy place. How could we do such a defilement? Oh, yes. Look at that cheese roll. It's almost like chocolate sprinkles. Almost. It would not taste the same, so please don't ask to taste it, okay? All right. Wait, I know something that I think makes a lot of stuff taste better. Ketchup. Ketchup. Let's put some ketchup on that 20. Ketchup on the 20. Ooh, yeah. Rub it in there nice and good. Can you smell it? It's the smell of a well-basted $20 bill. Thank you. Oh, I'll put it on because you're all messy there. On that that cheese roll. Oh, yes. Boy, cheese rolls with ketchup and dirt and salt. Aren't you excited? All right, so rub it in on that cheese roll too. Sorry, I know, you just clean your hand. All right. So sometimes in our life, even though we're feeling pretty spiffy, something might happen. We might not have gotten so good a grade on that test. Maybe we lied to mommy and daddy and now we got in trouble. Bad things come along and they happen. And you know what? We get kind of dirty like this stuff here. The good news is we have water. Hang on. All right, I'm pouring the water into the container. All right, lovely assistant, would you please clean off that 20? We are cleaning off the $20 bill. All right, maybe on the napkin there or something so it can dry. Nice. All right, let's clean that cheese roll. Cheese roll's in the water. We're cleaning it off. You got to get that dirt off. We don't want the dirt on there anymore. The ketchup, well, you know. Nice. Oh, it's looking better. It's looking better. We got a little ketchup on that end. Now it really looks like chocolate. Okay. Hey, our cheese roll has been cleaned. Thank you. All right. So, once again, let's take a poll. You can put that there and wipe your hands off, sir. I'm sorry I made you do all of that nasty stuff. Here's our cheese roll. How much is the cheese roll worth again? 60. Would you pay 60 cents for that cheese roll?
No.
Oh, you would? You know what? I think I might pay someone 60 cents to throw it away. Because it's really nasty. I wouldn't eat it. But wait! How about our $20 bill here? How much is this guy worth now? Are you sure it's worth 20 still? Look at what we did. We did all that bad stuff to it. Ooh. You have learned something important about value. Two of the things that make something valuable are, number one, who made it? That's an important thing when considering value. Who made the cheese roll? Portos. If you live near a Portos, it means something. But you know what? There are a lot of places in the world where that would not mean much. If you said, I got a roll from Portos, they wouldn't know what that meant. But if you said, I've got $20, who made this one?
Me.
Yes? You made this one? You made this. Nice. The United States of America, the Treasury made this one. You can use this booger almost anywhere in the world. They would know what this meant, and it would have value. The second thing that determines whether something has value or not, what was the first one? Okay. It was who made it. That's an important part about value. What is the next part that makes something valuable or that determines its value? Well, frankly, it's how many of them there are. That's another one. And you know the good news, my friends? You're going to need to use that in a second here. There's a show that I like to watch, and at the end it says, God made you special, and he loves you very much. Anybody ever seen VeggieTales? Yes, that's right. God made each of you, and he did not make another one like you. He did not make another one like you. Each of you is completely unique. And while the United States Treasury might be very important to a lot of people, God makes better stuff than the United States Treasury does. And God made each of you, which means you are so much more valuable than a silly $20 bill or a silly pile of $20 bills. Sometimes you might go through life and you might feel all crumpled up. And you might feel stomped on. And you might feel kind of torn up. Torn up. Torn up. Oh, and scattered to the wind. Oh, but you know what? That does not change the fact that you are valuable because Jesus made you. And he loves you. So the next time you think that maybe you're not so good because you got the worst grade on that test, and the next time you think maybe you're not so special because Johnny can run faster than me, and the next time you think, oh man, I messed up again, my daddy's gonna be so upset. Your daddy might be upset, but you remember that it has nothing to do with your value. You are made by God and loved by God, and to him, you are worth the world. To prove that this is still worth $20, on behalf of the Children's Story Committee, we would like to present this to Pastor Greg Honus as a donation to the Worthy Student Fund, sir. Thank you. You are welcome. It smells a little like ketchup. Nice. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for loving us enough to make us special, to die for us, and to keep loving us. Please remind us anytime we feel that we're not so special, anytime the devil creeps on over and whispers into our ear that we are not good enough and that we should just give up. Please help us to remember that we are worth the world to Jesus, and his opinion is the one that counts. In your name we pray. Amen.